Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic is the higher realm and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalms chapter 61 and verse 2. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For 3 straight days last week, I would wake up sad, burdened, a strange feeling of sadness and dissatisfaction would threaten to overpower me. Because I was not unaccustomed to these kinds of feelings, I knew what to do. I immediately got into the place of worship. And each time for those 3 days that I did so, not only did the feelings lift, today's scripture would drop strongly in my spirit. Today, I want to speak to someone who is feeling sad, depressed even, overwhelmed, maybe for no apparent reason, or maybe there are reasons that have made you feel this way. It doesn't really matter. Please allow me to introduce to you the wisdom, the truth, and the comfort in this psalm. First off, the psalmist shows us immediately that we are not alone when we feel these things. David wrote this psalm. And we see countless times in the scripture where David felt low or weary. These are feelings that we will encounter at some point in our lives. And a few people listening to me today are at such points in their own lives. David is obviously in the know of a way out from these feelings. When my heart is overwhelmed, he prays, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You see, what I have come to realize, first of all, is that these feelings of discouragement, sadness, heaviness are a weapon of the enemy, especially when there is no logical reason why you should feel the way you feel. These feelings come when you are staring or fixing your mind on the wrong things. Remember that the Bible says in Colossians 3:2 that we should set our minds on things above. God had a reason for this. When we think on the things God has asked us to, we take ourselves out from the realm where the enemy can plague us with depression, sorrow, heaviness, and discouragement. The psalmist knew this. And so when he prayed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I, he was saying, help me get out of this realm where my focus and my thoughts and my gaze are on the wrong things, and take me to the realm where my view aligns with your view. Take me to the realm where I see what you see. Take me to the realm that is higher than the natural realm. My dear listeners, there is no feeling of heaviness or depression that can defy the truth that is in Psalm 61 and verse 2. And if you are still in doubt about the fastest way to get to that realm that is higher than you, please force yourself into the place of worship. You may start with playing worship music and meditating on the words. Then you go from there into your own worship. Change your focus. Change it from circumstances to God. Sing with your voice. Worship your God in spirit and in truth. And I assure you, you will rise from the feelings of heaviness and depression. Be encouraged, my dear brother. Be encouraged, my dear sister. All is well. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for your word this morning. I pray for anyone under the sound of my voice who has been heavy or sad or depressed. I pray that this morning, as they take the step of faith to worship you, that you will indeed lead them to a realm where these things can no longer plague them. Lift burdens this morning, comfort, heal, and gladden hearts, and continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.